Reasons why tomorrow may not be the real deadline to fix the debt ceiling.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace Podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. The ratings agency Fitch overnight warned it's watching to see if it'll need to strip the United States of our AAA credit rating. Negotiations about the federal budget, Obamacare, and raising the limit on federal borrowing are back in the Senate after the Tuesday plan went nowhere in the House. Let's check markets at this juncture. Japan's Nikkei went up 0.2% overnight. The FT 100 in London is down 0.6%. The DAX in Germany is down 0.25%. Stock index futures are up for the U.S. right now, 0.3% in the case of Dow futures. Why? Paul Dales is senior U.S. economist at Capital Economics in London. Mr. Dales, good morning.
Good morning.
We would like to know why markets are not having conniption fits this morning, and so far they're not. Is it that you don't believe that tomorrow's the deadline for America to default?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what the U.S. Treasury has been trying to emphasize itself. Tomorrow is the day that it runs up against its borrowing ceiling, but it still has around $30 billion of cash to spend. So if you think of it like this, if you're going down to the shopping mall, you've maxed out your credit card, but you've got $30 in your wallet, you're still able to buy something. So that $30 billion will probably last the Treasury maybe 1 or 2 weeks. So tomorrow, the 17th of October, is not the crunch day.
1 or 2 weeks. That gets us close to Halloween, which is a tense time of year, I guess.
That's right. I mean, that's when the real nightmare might begin, because on the 31st of October, the Treasury needs to pay $6 billion in interest on its debt. And on the 1st of November, $57 billion of payments are due on things like Social Security, Medicare, and income support. And there really is no chance whatsoever that the Treasury will be able to make that payment.
Paul Dales, senior U.S. economist, Capital Economics in London, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Despite that view in the markets, many are characterizing what could soon happen as default. For instance, there's a subhead in the New York Times online right now reading Senate leaders restart negotiations as default looms. Marketplace's senior editor Patty Hirsch is here to help us with the difference between default with a comma and default with an exclamation point. Morning, Patty.
Good morning, David.
So this word default seems to be abused, would you say, by our colleagues in the media?
Brutally abused. You hear the word default used to describe the government's potential failure to pay government employees, to make scheduled payments to contractors, to actually, you know, fail to raise the debt ceiling itself. These are all kind of termed as defaults.
But they're not defaults in your view.
They are defaults in a general sense, but they're not defaults in the way that people on Wall Street regard as that technical sense that could potentially destroy the financial system and the economy.
And that's not just splitting rhetorical hairs. If it became a technical formal default, capitalism starts to unravel, at least capitalism connected to the United States.
It could, and that's because, as Wall Street understands, its default is something very specific. It's a failure to service a debt obligation. So if you've taken out a loan and you fail to pay money on the day that you owe it to the person you owe it, you are in default. That's a very narrow definition.
Why does that make a difference when it comes to this looming deadline?
The failure to raise the Treasury's borrowing limit doesn't necessarily mean a default in this narrow sense, you know, because the Treasury may decide not to pay, for example, all the government's employees, and it would do that in order to pay that money where it owes and to make the interest payments as scheduled.
So does it necessarily mean default on Thursday, but could be depending on whether or not the Treasury Department prioritizes the payments?
Exactly. And there's been a lot of talk about prioritization, and people at the Treasury have said, oh, it's way too difficult. But there is a scenario that you could see that they would say, look, it's important for us to make these debt obligation payments and everything else can wait.
So default, small d or something, but certainly deadbeat. There's a D word that would apply if you're not paying the contract that you owe.
Absolutely deadbeat. And, you know, the view is from Wall Street is that you can do whatever you like inside your own house, so long as you continue paying your mortgage. And that's really important because we need to maintain that relationship with lenders because we're going to need to borrow more down the line and we want to do that as cheaply as possible.
Marketplace's senior editor, Patty Hirsch, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Instead of national default, can we talk about pretty leaves for a second? Tis the season in a lot of states, but some recent studies have raised an important question. Will climate change spoil leaf viewing season? Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Fall colors are big business. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism estimates direct tourist spending at more than $1 billion. The state also pours millions into promotions, like this TV ad, in which a Green Bay Packers receiver runs into a tree in black and white Kansas and wakes up in brilliant Wisconsin. When the Good Witch tells him he can go home anytime he wants, it's bad news.
I don't want to go. I like it here.
Tourism officials say the state's not seeing dampened colors or tourist traffic at this point. Innkeepers back them up. Jean Hayes and her husband run the Inn on Hillwind near Sheboygan. It's peak leaf peeping season there right now.
For the next 3 weekends, yes, we're looking very good.
Howie Neufeld is a biology professor at Appalachian State University. He watches the studies on how climate change may affect fall colors.
I think that some of these changes could be subtle, and I think there'll still be pretty colors. So I just think there'll be different colors.
But the color green, as in money, will stay part of the picture. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
And from the possible health effects of processed foods desk, if we had one, hot on the heels of Harvard data suggesting that processed meat like bacon might alter human sperm with implications for fertility. There's research from Connecticut College now that finds that Oreos may be as addictive as cocaine, in mice at least. The mice, the study also found, prefer the filling over the cookie part. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.